Oliver Papunj, Jacob Lamoureux was brought in to score goals. The dividend paid off on Saturday night. The Sherwood Park, Alta native, who scored 6 times in 15 games after arriving from the Greater Sudbury Cubs midway through the season, scored the overtime winner 4:43 into the extra frame to lead the Cam River Fighting Walleye to a 3-2 Game 2 triumph over the visiting Thunder Bay North Stars at the Norwest Arena. The win, Cam River's 6th straight to open the Superior International Junior Hockey League playoffs, gives them a 2-0 lead in the best-of-seven series, which moves to Fort William Gardens for Game 3 on Tuesday night. "It was obviously a good shot, I'll give myself that," said Lamoureux, who has played on 6 different teams over the past 3 seasons, including a 35-goal campaign with the SIJHL's Red Lake Miners in 2022-23. But it took everyone else right up until that moment. "It was forechecking hard, taking good shifts, setting each other up for success, and that's how I was able to get the goal." Cam River coach Larry Wintonik said the team brought Lamoureux in at the trade deadline for an explicit reason. "That's the kid we thought could put us over the top. He's as a goal scorer and he can score goals in any which way. His game has really taken off in the last month or so, and I thought tonight he had a really good game," Wintonik said. "It was great to see him score that winning goal. It's a game that saw the Fighting Walleye jump in front 2-0 in the latter half of the second period, Edward Liang, with his 2nd goal in 2 nights, and Carter Nalen beating Keenan Marks less than 3 minutes apart. The Stars, however, got one back before the middle stanza ended, Alex Remenda picking up a puck in Fighting Walleye goaltender Ashton Sadowska's crease and shoveling a backhand home on the power play to cut the Cam River lead in half. Thunder Bay kept pressing in the third, and it finally paid off when Jared Feist knotted the game at 2 just past the midway point of the period. Seconds later, the Fighting Walleye slipped 1 past Marks, but the celebration was short-lived, the on-ice officials immediately waving the goal off, saying it was directed into the net by a high stick. The Fighting Walleye found fortune 2 minutes later, the same officials missing a too-many-men penalty when the puck hit the skate of a player leaving the ice. Then they killed a 2-minute cross-checking minor assessed to Captain Daxton Lang, the penalty called at the 13:40 mark. Neither team scored the rest of the way in regulation. Thunder Bay's Marcellus Francis had a great chance to end it in the opening 2 minutes, pouncing on a turnover, only to have Sadowska's turn his shot attempt aside. The Cam River goaltender then stymied Cohen Tangadol seconds later. "He made some really good stops for us. Ashton is one of those kids that sometimes he doesn't get the accolades, but as you could see tonight, he was there for us. That's pressure. Athletes like that, and when those kids are in that situation, they rise to the challenge," Wintonik said. First period. Scoring. None. Penalties. Larrett TBN. Hooking. 5:13. Second period. Scoring. 1. Cam River, Liang 2, Poar, Lachimea, 11:17. 2. Cam River, Nalen, Wright, 14:15 pp. 3. Thunder Bay, Remenda, Mikish, 15:08 pp. Penalties. Mintenko KRW. Interference, 5:54, Hulls KRW. Charging, 10:22, Feist TBN. Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10:50, Simeone TBN. Cross-checking, 12:49, Podubny KRW. Unsportsmanlike conduct, roughing, Bowman KRW. Roughing, Buffoni TBN, roughing, Glusher TBN, roughing, 14:39. Third period. Scoring, 4. Thunder Bay, Feist, Francis, Loke, 10:05. Penalties, Lang KRW, cross-checking, 13:40. Overtime. Scoring, 5. Cam River, Lamoureux, unassisted, 4:43. Penalties, none. Game data, SOG, Thunder Bay 6-13-10-130, Cam River 11-128-233. Power plays, goals chances, Thunder Bay, 1-4, Cam River, 1-3, Goaltenders: Thunder Bay, Keenan Marks, Cam River, Ashton Sadowskas, A, 892.